Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Ananda of Love, and I just somehow or another disconnected myself, and that's probably why I'm not, I'm like really weird because the show was supposed to start at 11, and it wasn't happening. It said tomorrow at 11, and then I just tried to do my thing, and I got disconnected, but that's okay. I'm not going to let it get in the way. I'm happy to be here tonight. It's only going to be for about 30 minutes because that's just the way it worked out. And I really felt guided to do the show tonight because I really feel that miracles are happening in my life right now. I mean, they're always there, but I'm accessing what I hadn't been accessing for a while, the true voice, the true vision, the true sense of knowing that, you know, God is, love is, I am. And so I had a lot of things that have been occurring, especially today, a really strong sense of renewal in myself. I decided to start doing my center at my restaurant, and it's been amazing because I really feel like my center within is opening. And so that's happening, and it's, the outpicturing is happening in my physical world. Did a Course in Miracles class last night, and I had this beautiful angel that I've known for years show up with her son, who I knew from the time he was a little guy, and it's just so beautiful to have that experience because he was so about truth and love, and she was as well. So it was a celebration last night. It's like we opened a bottle of champagne, so to speak, in the spiritual sense, and it's the beginning of what I've been focused on for the last 21 years, and now it's happening. And so with that happening, this morning I had some kind of an aha or an epiphany or an awakening, and I started realizing that, and I share this a lot here, that early on in my life, because I was very psychic and I was very aware and very in the sense of knowing and would see through people and to hear and to be emotional, and I always heard, you know, you're so emotional, she's too sensitive, and the truth was I was very clear, I was a clear vessel. And so with that in mind, I always thought that everybody else was too. You know, I didn't know it, and I'd get upset because I always thought, but don't they realize, you know, that they have the same ability as I do? It's not even ability, it's just a norm for me, you know? And so I just realized today that in the material sense, in the formation of Ananda, this world, I always think that people are in the same state of being as I am, And that's beautiful, I think, in the true sense, but in the ego sense, it's not, because for me to think that another person is as alert maybe as I am, as awakened as I am, as intelligent as I am in so many respects, sort of kind of puts pressure on those aspects of the self to act a certain way to appease me, especially in the position I'm in now with this work that I'm doing. And expecting everybody to cook the way I do and perform the way I do and serve the way I do and love the way I do. And sometimes I get really wild and I catch myself getting reactive, which I always talk about. Reactive is like a landmine, you know. When you react to anything, you actually, you know, remember what it was that caused that pain. The Course in Miracles says is that, you know, we're never angry for what we think we're angry about. It's always about a memory that triggers a response. Anyway, so all of a sudden, which I've done many times in my life, but I just got it again today, which is really no time. It's just me going back to what always was. I got the knowing that they're all children. You know? They're all children of the Most High. You know, and I open to a course and it says, you know, that my children sleep and must be awakened. That's one little tiny line in this beautiful, beautiful concept that I call my path. The children must be awakened, but not in a harsh way, you know. And I can and I have been harsh to me mostly because I can only see out picturing of what I feel and how I treat me. So obviously I haven't been seeing me as a child of the Most High, even though I claim it and I chanted, and I am the child of the Most High, the heir to the kingdom of heaven. Obviously, I haven't been feeling that way. I'm very critical of me and my world, you know. And then I started realizing that these aspects of me that are working with me, they really do need love. I really do need love. I really do need to allow God to bestow upon me his love. You know, it's love, universal love, whatever we want to call it. And as I do that, my world is miraculous. You know, whether I'm an ego or not, I see the fruits of my heart because I'm always given in such an easy way opportunity to experience heaven, you know. So I really wanted to share that for this little time that we have together. And there is a call, and I want to open up to that really, hoping, feeling who it is, and I just have a feeling that I know. And I really feel like it's so important for me to say this out loud so I hear it. You know, for the last year, I haven't worn glasses. I made a decision that they would become my idol, so I put them down. And I realized that the visual, you know, seeing or not seeing, and I'm able to see almost perfect at times. Other times, I'm blurry and confused about who I am. What a metaphor. But the visual has nothing to do with true sight. You know, the true sight, true vision that Course in Miracles talks about is to be able to see all in love as love, you know? And please, those aspects of me, in me, out of me, you know, at me, please forgive me. I forgot. I truly forgot who I was. I forgot who you were. I forgot who we are, you know, when I have those moments. And I want to make peace with that within myself. I want to come to the place of knowing, to remember that I really am here to be loved, not outside in, inside. Because as I am is my world, and the more that I open to love, the more I will see it in my world. I've had moments and had sounds like this time. I'm going to pretend for a moment there is time. But in every aspect of the one is infinite potential to be everything and experience everything. You know, and for me to remember many times in time that when I look in that brother's eyes and I truly lose the physical body and he loses his or she loses hers, all I see is love. All I feel is a gentle softness and know that we are one, you know, and to forget that. Of course, says, be vigilant for God and his kingdom, not in the moment and then forget it the next and then forget it, and then in the moment. No, it's the praying without ceasing and not praying as we were taught praying is, pray for something to happen, but the vigilance is a constant knowing that I am one with God. God is the way. Be innocent like a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. The only way to go there, the only way to be there. You know, and we have so many moments where we have that, even those of us in time that forget, that don't remember that we're one with God, with love, have these miraculous moments. And then we forget that they happen, you know. And that's what it's all about. The forgiveness is I forgot what and who I am, you know? And I remember, I reestablish my place in heaven with God in every moment that I stay vigilant. And the vigilance is really, for me, a medicine, you know? It's an elixir. Because that vigilance is the only thing that I have to reestablish, that reestablishes my place in the kingdom. As soon as I take my mind away, it's opposing, it's conflicting, you know, it's not peaceful. And as I'm serving people at this restaurant, a lady came in last night, was busy, really busy, and the lady and the daughter, first time, they all said, oh, it's my first time, welcome, oh, I'm so happy you're here, whatever. And she said, my son will help you, and she said, is that your son? And I said, she goes, I don't know what it is about you two, but I don't want to leave here. She didn't even eat yet. And I was like, that's exactly what I want. I want everyone that walks in that door to know that they're loved, that they're home, you know. So I feel really so connected right now to God, to love. And I ask that the Holy One within me on track, you know, keep me on track, the self that decides that she goes this way and that way. I really know that I need to stay here and now in love and allow myself to be loved. No more shields, no more war, no more combat, you know, tools and swords and defense and all kinds of fortresses of insanity that want so much to keep me in the mind of fear and not trusting and unworthiness and whatever. So anyway, that's about what I want to say. I want to open the line, and I want to, I don't want to do anything. I am being loved right here and right now. I'm being loved. I'm feeling loved. And anyone that's here, you know, take a moment of your time, just in time, in this instant, allow yourself to feel accepted and loved. Because that's all there is. That's all there is. And to allow yourself to realize that you are the heir to the kingdom of heaven. Now, everything that you see in your perceptual reality is of you. It's all yours. Do with it what you will. Do with it what you will. Vigilant for God as the way. Anyway, so that's that. I'm going to open the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, my name's Melissa.
Hello, love. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you want to say anything?
I wanted to ask some your opinion.
All righty.
Okay. Well, I have a 2-month-old baby, and my baby father is he's an illegal immigrant,
right.
And so he doesn't have his papers, and a part of me feels like, even though the baby's here and everything, a part of me feels like he doesn't connect with the baby like I do, and I just feel like he just cares more about getting papers than care about
mm-hmm.
what's here in the now and what loves you. That's what you were saying.
All right.
And so, yeah.
All right, so what I want to say about that, what I'm feeling about that is that if you take him out of the picture, just take him for a minute as a separate entity. So take this illegal immigrant that you call him and put him on the side for now. And just look
mm-hmm.
now at you. Where is this coming from within? Why do you feel that you can't, that your baby can't be loved the way you want him to be loved? Is it a him? I'm saying him. I don't know.
No, it's a girl. But I just feel like because he didn't want a girl, he wanted a boy. So he's, you know. But you can't choose what you want. You have to love whatever God gives you.
All right, so now my belief system is mine. Take what you want, leave the rest. I believe that everything in my perceptual reality comes from my belief system about me. So every relationship I have is based on the relationship I'm having with myself. So if you can just accept that and take full responsibility for him not wanting that little girl, who really didn't want that little girl within? Who in your life did not accept you fully as the little girl that you are?
Wow. My dad.
All right, honey. So we keep doing the same relationship until we get it. So
oh,
what
wow.
do you think you have to do? I'm so glad that you're seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm so,
you know.
So glad. Yep. So what we do is we bring in a person to replicate daddy. You know? Now, it doesn't have to stay that way, honey. You don't have to keep it that way. All you have to do is start loving that baby more than you've ever loved anyone in your life, because that baby now is you being reborn through you. And it doesn't matter what man accepts you and her or doesn't. When you
mm-hmm.
love that little girl the way she deserves to be loved, you will attract the perfect male to mate with you. But you've got to do it first, honey. You've got to be what you want to be with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You're basically saying love yourself, love your baby, and love will come when it's time for it to come.
There's no time,
right,
really. So let's say
no
right
time.
Now you have an infinite field of possibilities occurring simultaneously. When you get that little girl is out-picturing of you, don't allow from this moment on anyone to love her or not, because it's about you loving her. You gave birth to yourself through this little girl, and you're going to do it right this time. And you know what? If he can't accept her as he is, you're going to have to say, you know what? I love my baby. You're really not being a part of this. So if you want to leave, you can leave. You know, and I'm not talking about him being outside you, because in truth, he's really just doing what you want him to do, not consciously, because your subconscious programs, as the way you were raised, project outward what you feel. All right? So how do you feel about that? Can you be strong enough to say, you know what? This is my girl. And I'm sorry you can't accept. Well, go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
I definitely want to be her rock that she wants to stand up to, you know, and be, and know that she has someone to talk to, someone to cry with, someone to share moments with, someone to
love. And someone to know, and a woman who loves her so much and thinks she's the most beautiful angel on the planet, you know?
Exactly.
And that's what you deserve to be with as well. And so you need to make a stand for yourself within that from this moment on, I am here for me and my little girl, and whatever comes with that has to be in the same mindset and the same heart set. If not, they got to go. They're going to the door. They're not welcome in my life. You don't need to play ping pong with somebody that's not into you. And you made it happen. So either
you're
allow
right
yourself,
about that.
Right. All right. So what I'm saying, either stay in that situation and change him by showing only self-respect and do not allow anything but that for you and the little girl, or you can make a decision to choose again and say, no, this is not a good relationship for me and my baby. But understand that unless you heal it within, it will occur again.
Oh, wow. It's like basically I'm faced with what I need to make it right. Or it's going to repeat itself.
You're awakened enough to see that. You see that if I don't get this right, it's coming again. It's your life mission to be loved by you.
Yes.
To let God be the male that comes in and gives you everything. Because when he gives you everything, and I see it as a he because it works for me, because I didn't have the male that was available for me. So when I let my Heavenly Father give me everything, I'm in bliss. You know, I'm not here to beg for love because I am love. You are love. That little girl came through you because you're in love. You're love. So if it means being without a male right now so you can get yourself together with her, and then when you do, the perfect male will appear as you are. You'll be as you are, love, loving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So take that, you know, take what you want and leave the rest. I'm just, you know, channeling what's coming through me. But
exactly,
I really
because
it.
I was about to say to you, because I just, you know how like you stay silent and you watch how someone acts. Sometimes when you talk
right.
a lot, you won't know. But I learned
right.
that I had to be silent to see how he reacts. And so I said, wow, I said, I wish I would have knew, you know,
but
you
do
can't.
Know it now.
Yeah,
but you know it now, honey.
Yeah, because to me, I feel like what my gut's telling me is that, you know how, like, people come here, when they come here to this country, you don't have to, they can tell you their family's either alive or dead. They can tell you they have
right.
no kids or do have kids. You
right.
know, it's just a story. They can tell you any name they want. You won't even
right.
know. They might tell you, you know. And so I feel like my gut's telling me that he's married back home, but he doesn't, even though he says he's not, I just feel like that is there.
All right.
You know?
Now, so for me, anytime I'm counseling somebody, I give them 5 minutes to talk about somebody else, and then I say, okay, we can't talk anymore about that other person. Because that other person is doing exactly what's familiar for you as far as love. So let's just say that you're getting a chance to reenact your own birth.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a chance to make the environment the same as it was for you or different. And being that the baby came through him and you, she already feels unwanted by the male because that's who he is. So that's in the DNA as it sits, but we can change that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be the decider of that. You've got to decide, you know what? I'm not doing the way they did it. I'm going to be loving this baby, and so is any man that's in my company is going to show that baby respect and love and adore her. And it's almost like you have to be adamant about it. And that's why I say be vigilant for God and his kingdom 24/7. Let him be the one that bestows upon this baby this love, because when you feel it, she'll feel it.
She'll feel it.
So we have like minutes left, and I'm an Ander of Love. If you want to find me on Facebook, you could do that. I have a lot of different pages, but one of them is the Love Channel. You could probably find that, and then once you find me there, then you can hook up with me on Facebook if you like.
I'll definitely do that.
What, honey? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to tell you thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm here, happy to be here for you. You're only telling yourself through me what you needed to hear. And when you start understanding, when most people don't understand that, they learn to love by the way they were raised. So a little girl was learned that men don't love this kind of woman. And when you hear that now, throw it away. It's not right. It's not the truth. It's a physical manifestation of an unwanted female and a male that's insecure, so he couldn't love the little girl. But that's just the story. The truth is God is the So anyway, have a beautiful night, the rest of it, you know, and ponder what I say. Meditate on what's come through us both tonight and give yourself the right to make a decision to do what's right for you and that little girl.
Okay, thank you.
Bless you, baby. You'll do fine. And anybody who's listening, I want to again send you all in this moment, my love and my heart is really open tonight. I'm completely open to love. And what I shared with this angel tonight is for everyone. We only have a relationship with an other because of the relationship we're having with ourselves. It's not different. Anything that's coming at you is your thoughts. It's talking heads. Any abuse, neglect, anger, fear that's coming at you through a perceptual other is just your thoughts getting the best of you. You know? And sometimes it's hard because sometimes we really believe that this world is real. But it's only a stage. And it's a stage that we direct. We set it up. We direct it. We become the different players, you know, vicariously. Stay true to your heart. Open wide, because that's when God comes in. If we block it, you know, thy will be done for all of us in this moment and every moment that follows. I love you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And I hope to be more active with the show after tonight, because I really feel that there's been some kind of a change, a rebirth in me, and I really feel that it's really time for me to allow myself to bring forth, as I did for many years, the beauty and the knowledge and the heart that comes through me because of my desire so much to reunite with God. So have a beautiful weekend. As I said, I love you. Be still and know that you are loved by God. And when you get that and you really assimilate the feeling tone of being the heir to the kingdom of heaven, you can want for nothing. You need it. Good night.